Hello and welcome to this episode of Rapid Fire with Rob Gray. Rob is a technical director at Red Bull Advanced Technologies, the high-performance engineering sister company to Red Bull Racing. If you haven't already, go ahead and listen to part one and two of my interview with Rob, where we discuss everything from cool new projects RBAT's working on to sustainability in racing, as well as what Rob envisions for the future of Formula One. Regular listeners know that I ask all my guests some rapid-fire questions to understand what they're really all about when they're not at work, and in this episode, we'll get to know Rob on a more personal level. So tune in to hear the fastest he's ever driven, what his first car ever was, and what his living room on wheels looks like, and much, much more. I'm Ed Bernardin, and this is the Future Car Podcast. We have a tradition here on our podcast. We call it Rapid Fire. So quick questions, quick answers. Ready to go?
Yeah.
I love your, yeah. Okay. What was the first car you ever bought or owned?
Oh, VW Beetle.
Oh, Beetle.
Yeah.
Classic, classic. Did you pass your driver's test on the first try?
Yes.
You ever gotten a speeding ticket?
Yes.
Ah, tell us your best speeding ticket story.
Driving to Le Mans in a borrowed Holden Monaro V8 and getting pulled over for going too quickly and losing my driving license in France for 2 weeks and having to get my passenger to drive.
Ooh, so how fast do you have to go to lose your driver's license for 2 weeks in France?
I can't remember, but it was like 30 kph over the speed limit or something like that.
Is that the fastest you ever driven a car on the street?
I don't know. I've driven across Germany quite a few times, so.
What do you think your top speed on the road? And in Germany, it is legal.
Right? Yeah, Germany is legal. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Nothing silly, like so probably 100, 120, something like that. But you think you're going fast in Germany, and then people just come steaming straight past you.
We haven't talked about autonomous cars yet. I'm going to ask you a question about autonomous cars. We're going to call it this autonomous car, living room on wheels. So you don't have to worry about driving. It's all taken care of. You got a 5-hour trip. This autonomous car is going to take you, we use the example of Boston to New York City. Describe. What's in your living room on wheels?
Well, you've got to be comfortable, haven't you? And are you allowed to go to sleep in your autonomous car?
You can have whatever you want.
So, yeah, I can see quite relaxed, maybe reading a book, listening to some music, just chilling out.
What person, living or that's lived in the past, would you want to have on that 5-hour trip with you? It can be anybody.
I don't know. How about the late Prince Philip? You know, lived through a very interesting range of times. Saw a lot of interesting stuff. I think he's got a lot of stories.
You like history? You're a history buff?
Yeah.
If you could have had a career in anything else but racing, what would it have been?
Probably America's Cup.
That's why you want to build that super fast boat that's going to go across the Atlantic. What do you wish you were better at?
I think my children would say they wish I was better at singing from having been at all the Christmas concerts with them recently.
Do you want to do some practice now? Maybe?
No.
If you could magically invent one thing, what would it be?
Carbon capture.
Carbon capture. Tell us something about yourself that would surprise your family and friends that they don't know.
So far, I mean, we're in Vegas and Dry January is going well.
Rob, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast and good luck with all these exciting projects. I hope you get some interesting requests in the coming year and in the years after that. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.